Now, Bachelor in Paradise, shocking developments last night on the finale.
Will we ever
believe in love again?
Hang on, mate. No, come on, mate. We have to believe that love is possible.
I'm ready for Lachlan's journey. It starts Wednesday night on The Bachelor after the completion of Kieran and Kiki's journey, which was, you know, completed, I thought, and was solid, mate.
Set in stone, set in gold.
When I heard them
have this conversation.
You mean something to me, the whole world to me. I literally don't care about anything else, but I am falling in love with you. I know I want to be with you. I don't care about the commitment ceremony. I'll get you my own commitment ring.
Okay, done, babe. Let's leave. I'm happy to go home. I can't do this shit anymore either. I've had a shit day. Yeah. All right, then.
All right, let's bounce.
He didn't need a piece of paper. He didn't need a commitment ceremony to, tell the world that he loves Kiki.
Which is fair enough.
But then
the whole point is to find love, and if you found it, why have I got to stand there and bang on about it?
But then on the screen last night, this was put up on Bachelor in Paradise. Kieran and Kiki returned home as a couple and tried to make things work. Unfortunately, within weeks, he ended the relationship. She has not heard from him since.
Wait a sec. That's them editorializing about the relationship. That's not their role. Whose name was put to that? Osh?
Well, I don't know if Osh's name
was put to that.
Which it said Bachelor in Paradise Channel 10 logo. I need a name.
Well, I'm sorry, but I need a name.
How about we hear from Kiki? Kiki, okay. I'm popping. I'm so peed off. Kiki, this is what she had to say on her Insta.
Kieran and I broke up about 2 months after we left Paradise. He had moved in with me, tried to make it work. Obviously, there's a lot of gory details that I'll spare you of.
Whoa.
When I'm allowed to finally fill you all in on everything, I will hopefully give you guys more information.
This is a one-sided angle from you. Well, I've got the man himself, please. Hello, Kieran.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're okay. Look, Hughes is running a very one-sided agenda here. It's like Kiki FM over here, Kieran. Now, from your perspective, what took place?
After Paradise?
We know what happened on Paradise. We saw everything.
So after Paradise, myself and Kiki obviously left.
Yep.
I moved down to Sydney, lived with Kiki for a bit, and then, it just, things didn't work out. So I went our separate ways, and I moved down to Melbourne.
But you know what? That's all very well. Things didn't work out, but Kiki's not telling her full side of the story because there's some sort of non-disclosure or something. I don't know what's going on there. But in what way, Australia deserves to know, Kieran, what way didn't it work out? It sounds like you ghosted her that she wanted to continue the relationship. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, there was no ghosting. We went on a little trip up to Townsville, and then we had a few ups and downs before that. And then, when we got back from Townsville, she asked me to make a decision of what we wanted to do. And for me, things weren't working out, as I wanted it to. So I was like, I'm not more done.
That's fair enough. That's a tale as old as time, mate.
You
give things a go, and if they don't work out, you do the right thing like Kieran did, is you say to Kiki, listen, Keeks, had a great time, but I've got to move on, and you move on. That's fair play.
No, it's not fair play because she's heartbroken. You can tell that, can't you, Kieran, that Kiki wanted you to stay with her. That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, she did, but then she went, look, if it's not going to work out, then it's not going to work out.
Exactly.
Plugging a dead horse, I'm pretty sure that's the terminology.
The horse wasn't dead. For her, the horse had plenty of gallop in its legs and was ready to, win the cup.
Yeah, but for Kieran, the screens had gone up, mate.
The shotgun was nowhere near the
horse,
mate.
The screens are up. The train is wandering over.
No,
avert your eyes.
You know what? I don't care how lame the horse is. I'll get a paddock and I'll feed that horse for the next 20 years as long as it lives. So we're not shooting horses here. So, Kieran, do you at any point think that you've got to stop breaking the hearts of beautiful women and it's time to settle down? How old are you, mate?
I'm 26.
You've got 20 years of heartbreaking left ahead of you, Kieran. This is your time to be single. You've got the new pink hair. Everybody loves you. You came out the winner of this show. You know as well as I do, this is your time to shine and be single.
Yeah,
you know as well as I do.
I definitely didn't come out the winner, that's for sure.
Yeah, but look, well, I look.
We're getting absolutely slammed on social media. at the same time, no.
Don't look at it, Kieran.
Yeah, but where is he going to find his next date if he's not on social media?
He's
it's a double-edged
sword. He's got pink hair. He just has to walk down the street. They'll come to him.
You can't go anywhere these days. He's living in Melbourne, we believe. You can't even go outside. Is that right, Kieran?
Yeah, bloody paparazzi's been outside my house, which has not been too fun. But I've always made sure, I'm looking all right if I'm leaving the house.
But you can't leave the house. You've got to have the mask on. People can't even recognise you. Maybe the pink hair will get you across the line. But in Melbourne, you've got to have the mask on. So you're not even getting the attention you deserve.
What, for me? For what?
No, this is you. Women wanting you. Women wanting to meet you.
Kieran from Bachelor. Best of luck. It's you, CNN.
Not anymore.